Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our radio broadcast this morning. We hope you'll tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we open up the pages of God's Word and answer questions concerning the things that we can find in His wonderful book. We also invite you to our website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You will find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word and also a little bit about us. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given meeting time for our regular services here at Harrisburg, and we cordially invite you to any or all of these services. We will always warmly receive you. We're looking at why we believe this month and maybe next month on certain things that we believe and why we believe them that seem to put us in controversy with other religions. This morning, we want to look at why we don't have women preachers. Some churches have women preachers. As women have taken on roles of leadership in business and the political world, the same has been true in the religious circles. We're not talking about women teaching other women. We're not talking about women teaching children. We're talking about women publicly preaching to mixed audience of both men and women. We do not oppose women preachers because we don't like women. I know of no one among the churches of Christ who dislikes women. We do not oppose them because we think women cannot do as well as men. They could. We do not object to women preachers because we think women are inferior. That's just prejudice. They are not. It is not because we think women don't know their Bibles. In many cases, women know their Bibles better than the men, and I've found that in every church I've ever preached at. Neither is it because we don't want to hold, because we want to hold to old traditions. That's a wives' tale. Let's consider that men and women are equal. Paul wrote, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." Galatians 3:28. Being equal does not mean that they have the same roles or places of authority. So why do we oppose women preaching? God placed man, not woman, in leadership. Genuinely, 1 Corinthians 11, 1-3, the text says, "Imitate me as I also imitate Christ. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the tradition just as I delivered them to you. But I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ, the head of woman is man, and the head of Christ is God." The order of authority given in this text is God, Christ, man, and woman. Thus, man is leadership over the woman. In the home, Ephesians 2:22-24, and 1 Peter 3:1-7. God made the husband the head of the wife. The wife is to submit to the leadership of her husband. Thus, man is in her leadership over the woman. In the church, men are to lead. Elders who oversee the congregation are men. They have to meet qualifications. One of the first, they must be the husband of one wife. That means it's a man, 1 Timothy 3:1-7, and also Titus 1:5-9. Deacons are men because they must have wives, 1 Timothy 3:8-13. Preachers were men. Peter and the other apostles who preach in Acts 2, and again in the next chapter, were men. Paul, whose sermons are recorded in Acts 13 and 17, was a man. Stephen was a man in Acts 6 and 7, and Philip was a man in Acts chapter 8. Since men have been placed in leadership, women can't take on a leadership role in preaching. Paul wrote, "Let a woman learn in silence with all submission. I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to be in silence. For Adam was formed first, then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, fell into transgression." 1 Timothy 2:11-14. The context is, the surrounding verses discuss the role of men and women. Men, males only, are to pray everywhere, verse 8. Since this is males only, it must refer to men leading in public worship, 1 Corinthians 14:16. Women are to live in submission, verses 9-14. The restriction, a woman is not to teach over a man. A woman is not to have authority over a man. The expression "over a man" qualifies both not to teach and not to have authority. A woman can teach, but not over a man. When a woman preaches, she violates these restrictions. She's teaching over a man. She is having authority over the man. Therefore, it is a violation of Scripture. The reason, verse 13 and 14, two reasons are given for these restrictions. First, the order of creation. Adam was formed first, then Eve. Read Genesis 2, 22 through 24. Second, in the matter of the transgression, the woman was deceived first, Genesis 3, 1 through 6, and also verse 16. Some of the biblical feminists contend that the restrictions of Paul are based on the culture of the time. As culture changes, so do the restrictions. However, these versions given in our text do not change. The order of creation is still the same, the man then the woman. The matter of Eve's transgression has not changed. Eve transgressed and then Adam. Since a woman cannot teach over a man and cannot have authority over a man, therefore, listener, she cannot preach. Women are not to address the assembly. In the letter to Corinthians, Paul wrote, "Let the woman keep silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak. But they are to be in submission, as the law also says. And if they want to learn anything, let them ask their own husbands at home, for it is shameful for a woman to speak in church." 1 Corinthians 14:34 and 35. Here we learn that women are to keep silent in the church. To understand, we need to clarify silent in church. The context, the term church, in this context refers to the assembly. Just a few verses earlier, the apostle wrote, "Therefore, if the whole church comes together in one place and speaks with tongues, and there come in those who are uninformed or unbelievers, will they not say that you are out of your mind?" Verse 23, when the church comes together in one place, that is the assembly. Silent, verse 34. What is meant by silent? She must be silent in the sense of the context. She must sing in the assembly as commanded by all of us as Christians in Ephesians 5:19 and Colossians 3:16. When she sings, she is not violating the command to be silent. Her silence is defined, for you are not permitted to speak, but they are to be in submission. She is not to speak in any way that is out of her role of submission to the man. She is not to speak in any way that is over a man. She is not to address the assembly. If women cannot address the assembly, they cannot preach. What can women do? Well, if a woman cannot teach over a man and have authority over a man or address the assembly, then what can she do? She can still teach women and children. The restriction is on women do not mean she cannot do any teaching at all. Older women are to teach a younger woman, Titus 2, 3 and 4. Paul told Timothy to teach men who would teach even others, 2 Timothy 2, 2. The word men does not mean males only, as 1 Timothy 2, 8 does, but includes men and women. Mankind is what it means in that verse. Thayer's Lexicon says, with refers to sex, content refers to sex, contextually. She can serve in some special way. Romans 16:1, Phoebe was a servant of the church in Caesarea. She may do some tasks the elders requested. She could handle correspondence for them. She may talk to another sister about a problem the elders wanted to address, and she might be handled by a woman better. She was a servant. She wasn't usurping authority and speaking over the man. She may humbly correct a man, as we have an example in Acts 18:24 through 28. Aquila and Priscilla both were involved in correcting Apollos in his error of teaching only the baptism of John. Whatever role Priscilla played, it did not violate the restriction that we have noticed from 1 Timothy 2 and 1 Corinthians 14. She may ask or answer a question in a class. When she does so, she is not addressing the assembly. The church is not all in one place. She would not be teaching or having authority over the man. She would be participating in teaching. She can do anything that does not violate her limitations. She can do anything that would not cause her to be in violation of the passage of the leadership of the male and her role of submission. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, the reason that these things become issues is because of the culture changes in our time. Many of the feminists of our day believe that being a wife is an inferior position. Being in subjection to a man is an abusive position. It is something that belittles woman. It is something that makes her a second-class citizen. It is something that makes her not an equal. Any such teaching done by the wisdom of the world has never considered the Bible. God doesn't look at the woman in any such way. the woman is just as important as the man. He died for her soul just as well as he died for the souls of men. And she is just as valuable in the Lord's work as the man is. The difference is they have different roles. The man has a different role than the woman. The woman has a different role than the man. It's true in the church, it's true in the home, and it's true in marriage. There are different roles. The man is the head of the home, and fathers are the head of the spiritual leadership in the home, but that does not mean the wife does not have a part. She is equal in the marriage relationship. She just has a different role. She is equal in the sight of God in the Lord's church. She just has a different role. Unfortunately, many in the religious world and also in the secular world at large look at the positions of women as being demeaning, as being less than equal, and somehow make them a second-class citizen. All that is human religion and human wisdom and has not considered God's word. Many religions are caving in to the pressure and making women in their clergy. We have women bishops. We have women preachers. We have a couple television evangelists that are women that are very successful. Paula White, Joyce Myers. There may be others who are very Kenneth Copeland's wife, Gloria. There are many women in the religious circles that now are taking a leadership role. But again, the question is, why don't we have them? Is because it violates the authority and the rules set up by God. God put man in the leadership role. God put man in the role in the home and in the spiritual sense in the church. And that doesn't demean women. That doesn't mean that she doesn't have a mind. That doesn't mean she's inferior. It doesn't mean that she's less than a man. It means that she has a different role. Sadly, too many people listen to the wisdom of the world instead of looking at what the scripture says. God even gave the reason why he made this so, and that is, one, because of the order of creation. Adam was created first, and then Eve was taken from Adam. And therefore, Eve was made for Adam. Read the account in Genesis chapter 2. We also see that she fell first by transgression. She was deceived by the serpent, and she gave in, and then she gave to Adam. In essence, she violated the pattern of man's leadership when she gave Adam to eat, and Adam was wrong because he violated God's will, and that caused a problem even in the very beginning. Ladies and gentlemen, everything that God did was for our good. If you go back to the creation account, it says that everything that he did was very good. And at the end of the 6 days, he said in Genesis 1 that it was very good. God just gives different roles. For a woman to occupy the pulpit, she steps out of her role. She steps out of the God-given role that she was given and usurps the authority of not only man, but of the authority of God. Therefore, it is a transgression of God's law. It is not that we hate women. It is not because of tradition. It is not because we think men are better teachers than women. It is keeping the commandments of God and respecting the order and the role that God gave in his word. Please, listener, read the text. Read the Bible and check it out. Don't take our word for it. Read the passages that we mentioned. Read the passages and study them, and you will see God gave different roles.